Hello, this is customer support returning a phone call.
With who?
We're a third-party company that offers support. Did you request a callback for recent charges?
Yes, I did, actually.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I don't know what charges you're talking about. If I knew a name, because my memory's not that good, if I knew a name of the company that it was trying to be charged for or whatever, that would help me a lot.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Let me see if I can help you with that. Can I get your zip code?
74128.
74128.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And then can I get your first and last name?
Yes, it's Amanda Moxley, M-O-X-L-E-Y. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still
okay.
Here. I'm trying to
okay.
find you.
Okay. I was talking to you on my watch. I just wanted to switch it over to my phone.
Okay.
So I can hear you better on my phone.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. What's that first name again, Ms. Moxley?
Amanda.
Amanda. Okay. I thought so. Let me see if I can. The email address that you use.
I'm sorry.
Your email address. What's your email address?
It's Moxley, M-O-X-L-E-Y, Mandy, M-A-N-D-Y, @gmail.com.
Trying to find every way possible to find you. I'm not finding your name or number or email in our system.
That's odd because you guys called me.
Right. It's because it was a requested callback. I'm using a callback queue.
Yeah, because I got a message that said that there was a possible fraud going on my account. And did I try to make a purchase for, I don't know, 49 or 59, something like that. I'd have to look on my phone, and I don't know how to do that and talk with you at the same time. So.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, if you do find any other information that links you back to us, you are more than welcome to call us back. I tried to look through your name, your email, your zip code, your phone number, and I'm getting nothing in our system on you.
That is weird.
Yes, ma'am. I don't know, but if you need to call us back, you are more than welcome to, and we will try to figure this thing out.
I'll have to do that because this has got me worried.
Yes,
you know?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I completely understand. We can get to the bottom of this as soon as we figure out if it might not even be our customer service number.
If you can't figure it out now, how are you going to figure it out later? Because it's the same information that I'm going to give when I call back. I mean, I'm not trying to be rude, but it doesn't make
I understand
any sense.
What you're saying. It's just that if I can't find nothing, maybe if you call your bank and the charge that you got a question about, they can give you
yes,
the 1-800 number that's attached to that because they have a different number, and maybe that can guide
okay.
you in the right direction to see who it is
All
that
right.
charged your card.
Gotcha.
Yes,
well,
ma'am.
Then I can call them tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. That's what I would do right away.
What's going on?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.